And then there was Brian Glover. Now, obviously at the time, I had no idea who Brian Glover was. From Tetley Tea and Porridge and things like that. Now I know who he is, but at the time he was just a nice bald old man who was quite friendly to us. And the thing was, he was hilarious, and he would spend lots of time sort of with the children, making jokes and getting us under his arm, and you know, and chasing us, and because he was playing the character of Magwitch, who was obviously a convict, his role was very menacing. And I think what he was trying to do was make it clear to us that the role that he was playing was a part, that he wasn't like that in real life, and he didn't want us to be frightened of his character, because there are parts in the show where actually his character can be seen as quite menacing, and he really wanted to make sure that we weren't afraid of him and we would act properly around him. And that was really lovely. I just have warm memories of spending time with him. And then Nairi Dawn Porter, who played Miss Havisham, she was always a bit hard to approach, because she was so... I don't actually remember ever seeing her not in costume. I must have done at some point, but she had this beautiful, obviously decaying wedding dress that she was wearing as the part of Miss Havisham, which she obviously only had the one costume because she wore it all the time. But she was like a ghost, you know, walking through the corridors, like this sort of sad, decaying bridal dress. And she would be, if you bumped into her in the corridor, she would be quite heavily made up as well, because obviously they needed to make her look quite dramatic on stage. So her makeup was heavier than everybody else's, very sort of creased and very sort of like lots of grey in her crow's feet on her face and things like that. And so I'll be honest, I think I tried to run away from her a couple of times because she was a little bit frightening. But the performance on stage was magnificent. You know, she was absolutely wonderful.